Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, it's now official. Pedro Martinez is a member of the Baseball Hall of Fame. Hundreds of fans chanted and waved the flag of the Dominican Republic, where the former Red Sox ace was born, as he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame yesterday. Martinez joined Randy Johnson, John Smoltz, and Craig Biggio as the class of 2015 took its place beside the more than 300 players already enshrined there. WBUR's Alex Ashlock was also in Cooperstown, and he joins me in the studio now. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Deb.
So that chanting sounds like it was a real celebration for Pedro.
A real party there yesterday. You couldn't really walk anywhere in Cooperstown without seeing a Dominican Republic flag, someone wearing a Red Sox hat or a Pedro Martinez jersey. Thelma Laura was with a big group of people who have roots in the Dominican Republic. I spoke to her yesterday. She came to Cooperstown with a large group of fans, and she said she considered Pedro Martinez part of her family.
It's a really big day because we got somebody that really have been bringing our country very high, and the young people, they proud of him, and he teach her that you don't have to be rich to be successful.
Well, Pedro Martinez certainly had a successful career, 219 victories against just 100 losses, 3 Cy Young Awards, more than 3,000 strikeouts. And Alex, you were telling me he just took command of yesterday's ceremony like he took command on the mound.
That he did, Deb. His speech was a lot like his pitching, lots of heart, lots of flair. He was the final speaker, and he delivered a speech that lasted about 30 minutes, and it started with his first words as he greeted his fans.
Hola! I'm going to start in English, but I'm pretty sure I'll finish in Spanish.
And that's exactly what he did in his speech. He spoke in both English and Spanish and served as his own translator. He paid tribute to his family and his Dominican heritage.
It's a great moment, not only for me, for my family. It's a great moment for the Dominican Republic and Latin America.
Now, Alex, Pedro Martinez had an 18-year career, 7 seasons with the Red Sox. So what did he say about Boston?
He said he loved Boston. We've heard him say that many times before. But he also put his experience here at Fenway Park into the context of his entire career because, Deb, also pitched for the Dodgers, the Montreal Expos, the New York Mets, and the Philadelphia Phillies. That's where he retired in 2009. He did offer a special shout-out to his Red Sox teammates, especially the ones who helped the team bring their fans the first World Series title in 86 years. We all remember that. It was back in 2004.
I would like to thank God for all the teammates I had. Jason Veritek, hey, 1-5, Kevin Millar, Manny Ramirez, David Ortiz. So many names that I can mention today. I would like to thank all of you, the ones that I played with, the ones that I competed against. I want to acknowledge you, and I want to tell you that I respected you, even though sometimes by the pitches you wouldn't tell that.
Now, that was a line that brought chuckles, right, Alex? Because
yes.
Red Sox fans will probably remember a few scuffles that Pedro had with the hitters he faced and sometimes hit.
Yeah, maybe every once in a while that was on purpose. He did talk about that and joke about that a little bit yesterday. But as much as the humor was a mark of the speech yesterday, there was also a poignant note at the end of his speech to the audience at the Hall of Fame ceremony. Let's listen to that.
I would like to invite Mr. Juan Marichal to come forward and finally give the Dominican Republic a gift that they waited 32 years to get. Congratulations. Thank you so much. Thank you for having us. Que Dios los bendiga a todos.
And Deb, Juan Marichal was a great pitcher for the San Francisco Giants in the 60s and 70s. Until yesterday, he was the only Dominican player in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Now there are two, and together they ended the induction ceremony, standing together on the stage, big smiles on their faces, holding the flag of their native country.
WBUR's Alex Ashlock on yesterday's Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Cooperstown, New York. Alex, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Deb.